Hey guys, I am here to review the Love is Blind Season 3 reunion. Let's just get into it. Because I got a couple things to say. So we start off the reunion with the hosts, Nick and Vanessa Lachey. Can we get some new... I understand, like, maybe they're executive producers, but they bring nothing. They're boring, all right? And every time I look at Nick Lachey, I just think about how he wanted all of Jessica Simpson's money when they got divorced, even though he was out at the strip club doing what he needed to do. I mean, they both cheated, let's be honest, but you was a grown man who felt he didn't need to work. Get your ass up off the couch and get a damn paycheck, so... Yeah, I always think about that line in Jessica Simpson's autobiography where her dad was like, yeah, he wants $80 million or something like that. And she was like, just cut the check because I'm going to make the money back. And she made the money back like immediately. So just to get his ass out of the way, I can't stand him. I've always liked Vanessa because she used to be a, MTV VJ. But that's besides the point. I just feel like Netflix reunions do not give us what they are supposed to have gave. Like, they are nowhere near the quality of a Bravo reunion. And even with Bravo in the years that they've been doing reunions, they still miss the mark on certain things, especially Andy. But I just feel like we need a Black woman to ask the right questions. Nina Parker, come on Love is Blind. Okay, let's go. So the first thing I'm noticing in this reunion is everyone's appearance. SK Lionass, you know, he's got on his Nigerian garb. Cole looks like the Wet Bandits from Home Alone 2, specifically Part 2, or the Pigeon Lady from Part 2. Cole looks homeless. Bartice and this damn puff on the top of his head, sir, go away. Matt looks like he has always looked just rich, southern, and knows how to dress. Colleen, we're going to talk about Colleen's appearance. She got on a nice Rent the Runway dress. I like it, girl. Alexa looks like she has looked throughout the entire series. Side note, Alexa, tell your daddy to call me. Brennan looks like Alexis dressed him. And then the third couch. Really, one, two, three, four. The fifth couch is what gets me, and it's Nancy, Zanib, and Raven. Nancy and Zanib are both a hybrid of blonde with brown highlights. I'm like, that switch up kind of hurt y'all, huh? That switch up of the entire appearance. I mean, Nancy looks a mess. I'm sorry. The gold dress. I feel like everybody has on a dress from Rent the Runway, which is cool. But the red lipstick and the hair, Nancy, girl, no. Zanib looks good as fuck. Okay, she got a nice little tan going. Not really hair for the poodle do, much like her and Nancy, but they look like blonde robots. But that dress is sitting. Raven, again, a Shein dress. Her hair texture is different. That's cute, because when she said in the season that she spends $500 on her hair, or $1,000 on her hair, we were like, girl, stop the lies. Stop the presses. So the show starts off with them reintroducing everyone. Whenever you start a show with a never-before-seen clip, honey, I could have just changed the channel. Like, let me just go watch the Parkers. Let me go watch Wednesday Addams television show. Let me just anything else on Netflix. But two out of the five couples actually got married. And that would be Alexa and Brennan and Colleen and Matt. Colleen's body language, girl, she is so I don't know if she's nervous, if she's scared. Girl, like, what? She just looks like she is on edge, and it's giving, is there a caller in the house? Like, the call is coming from inside the house, honey. What's going on? And Matt's body language with his arm around her, and he's so close to her, like, he could probably smell her mouthwash. Like, child, what's going on? Colleen, please blink twice if you need help. Like, Colleen looks scared. Like, I feel like they either got into an argument before this or something has happened. Like I said in my recap, it's giving battered wives. But first of all, Vanessa wants to know how Alexa never wears anything twice. She reveals that she recycles clothes and returns them. girl, you are too damn rich. Like, I stop it. Next, we talk about Cole and his brutal honesty, and we recap his relationship with Xanab. And then we revisit Cole and Colleen having that discussion at the pool, which was very much inappropriate, like I said in the recap, and everybody agrees. I have written my notes, girl, blink twice. Because it looks like, did they know that was going to be the first subject? And maybe that's why Colleen looked so damn nervous and so damn scared. But they just basically, everyone tells Cole, you know, that shit was wrong. Nancy speaks up and she says that, well, after the clip, let me just say that after they replay the clip, Cole is saying that he is emotionally attractive to Xanab, but he was physically attractive to Colleen. Still, the entire conversation between the two of them was hella inappropriate. But Colleen did apologize because she does respect Xanab and loves her and cares about her. And she once again apologizes to Matt because she loves and is afraid of him. I mean, she loves and respects him. Y'all, it's just furthering my theory that either Matt told her, you will fucking apologize to me on national TV, because that shit was kind of uncalled for. Like, she did kind of get away with it when the show aired and he confronted her about it that night at the room, because she was crying and be like, oh, well, I was uncomfortable. I didn't know what to say. And in the clip, girl, like I said, she's smiling, like asking Cole, well, who would you pick if you, now knowing what you know, Colleen, you was dead ass wrong. And that's on period. And again, please call 911. When Matt is not looking. So Nancy brought up a good point, and she says that the men were not like aware that they were engaged. They weren't behaving in the way of an engaged man. And I totally agree. Cole, that was not the behavior of an engaged man. Bartice, the shit you were saying and doing and saying that you're non-relationship with Raven wasn't over just because you were engaged. Y'all were engaged, okay? Y'all got down on your rickety, crusty knees to ask these women to take your hand in marriage. You should have been behaving in that way, because let a woman act the way they acted. SK, I'm looking at you. Yeah, they had no self-awareness. And that's kind of scary to me, because we know how married men, not all, some of them move in these streets. So if y'all were engaged and moving like that with a camera crew, that just lets me know that y'all are used to getting away with a lot of shit. Xanab says that, you know, when she's asked how she felt about the whole conversation, she says that, you know, Cole did a lot of things that made her feel crazy. Now, I just want to note that Xanab says the word crazy here, right? She's the first one to say it. She's like, there's a lot of stuff y'all didn't get to see that just makes me look crazy. And she said that regarding that conversation at the pool, Cole did not apologize to her for that conversation with Colleen until like weeks later. Cole is like, no, I apologized to you that night at dinner. Like, you sound crazy. So Brennan steps up and he's like, can we not use the word crazy? And Cole's like, okay, well, you sound insane. And at this point, I'm like, okay, y'all kind of ganging up on Cole, because y'all know Cole is dumb. Y'all know he a little touched. And he was like, okay, well. And now that Cole has to think about the words that are coming out of his mouth, he said it perfectly. He's like, okay, Xanab, I think you are lying. And I'm like, thank you, Cole. Please use your words. He's like, girl, I did apologize to you that night. And she's like, well, no, you didn't. And Nick calls out Brennan. He's like, Brennan, why you got all this energy for Cole? You know, Colleen did the same thing. Do you feel the same way towards her? And Brennan was not expecting that question, because, you know, his wife Alexa already put a battery in his back. And he's like, well, yeah, but at least Colleen apologized and her and Matt had a conversation and talked about it. Now, Brennan, Cole is saying he apologized and that him and Xanab, you know, had a conversation. Now, Xanab is saying that they didn't, but can you at least acknowledge what Cole is saying? Like, yeah. Okay, he's saying that they talked about it. I'm not going to be defending Cole this whole time, because I saw that going on Twitter and the internet, like, especially towards the end scene. Like, oh, Cole is, you know, he was not the bad guy. She's the real villain. No, I'm going to maintain that it was both of them. But Nick once again notices that Brennan has all this vitriol towards Cole, and he's like, what's up with that? And Alexa is like, well, it's because we know he did a lot of other stuff that didn't make it to air, and he's very deceitful. And I'm like, well, damn, what? I don't think that the editors would have caped for Cole that bad because he was not portrayed in a positive light. So it'll make sense as we move through what's going on. But Brennan basically says that, you know, the way he is raised, Cole was very disrespectful to Xanab. And that I can't agree with. The whole, you know, you're not physically the girl I would go for. And the, are you bipolar? Yeah, that shit was not respectful. But I'm gonna need you to keep that same energy with Bartice as well. Like I saw on Twitter, Bartice did not get all the energy that he was supposed to have gotten because everybody hated Cole in this moment. But moving on. So next we discuss Raven and SK's journey. Child, it's not even damn 10 minutes in and Vanessa's crying. Oh my God, Raven, I have to tell you, SK, when your mom was putting on the... Girl, get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Like, Vanessa is too emotional right now. Put her in the back. I'm just like, girl. But anyway, they basically get into their relationship and how they grew to like one another. And they ask SK, you know, why did you not say yes? And did you know? I don't get why they ask, oh, did you know at that moment? Because the point of the show is, you meet somebody in the pod, you are to get engaged. You decide that date if you want to get married. I don't know what difference it makes is, oh, did you know you didn't want to marry her? That's the point of the show. These people sign a contract. So regardless of what their answer is at the altar, y'all know they're going to make a decision at the altar. I don't know. That's weird to me. But he was just like, we weren't on the same page at that point. And the logistics of everything with him going to school and her wanting to stay in California, it was not going to work. So Vanessa nosy ass wants to know if they're dating. And Raven's like, yeah, we've dated. We hooked up. And they get up and kiss each other. And in this moment, you guys, when I first watched this, I was like, my babies. Yes, Raven and SK. Because it seemed genuine, right? And then Raven makes a comment like, yeah, like we've been together. And, you know, I've seen the women that hop up into his DMs. Like, ladies, I see you in his DMs. Do you, Raven? Because let these women tell it now, if you guys are all caught up to date. SK was cheating on Raven, allegedly, with these... Well, it's not even allegedly, because old girl put all the receipts out there for two women, white women. Not that that makes a difference, but, you know, SK, do your thing, honey. And he was flying them out, taking them out to trips. Like, it was giving very Nigerian poppy. Kind of like Aubrey Graham when he wasn't a full-time baby back bitch. But yeah, y'all, SK was cheating. He was flying girls out. The last girl he was with, he told her that he had started seeing her before he went on Love is Blind, and he like texted her like, oh, should I go on this show? And that he lied to her about his purpose for going on the show. She went through his phone and found out that he had a fiance, and he was like, oh, Raven and I are just doing this for clout. Like, it's nothing serious. Like, I think he said they were splitting some type of money. Now, Netflix had to put out a legal statement. Raven had to put out a legal statement that she and SK have broken up. And I really feel like all the legal statements are because SK, in a way, violated his NDA, his non-disclosure agreement, where you're not supposed to, you know, disclose that you're on the show or disclose the outcome. So it's a lot of messy shit going on. But the fact that Raven kind of was going at SK a little hard once the cheating proof came out, but now she put out a joint statement with him just a couple days ago. So I'm like, girl, what is the truth? Like, because I'll be damned if a nigga cheats on me and then I'm gonna put out a joint statement with him, like they do on The Bachelor and Bachelorette when they break up after the show. Something in the milk ain't clean. And of course, it's easy to just look at SK and be like, mm-hmm, yeah, you shiesty. But Raven, I got my good eye on you. Because I don't know, y'all. I don't know. It's giving forced, now that I'm taking a second viewing of it. It's giving exposure. SK, I was rooting for you and you just fell into the stereotype of a typical Nigerian man. Moving right along. So we move on to Nancy and Raven and the catty remarks they made about one another. Pure point blank, Nancy was feeling some type of way when Barty said that he still wanted to, you know, get to know Raven, and when he was talking about how attractive she was. That's really what it was, and I wish they would have pressed Nancy a little bit more, but since I wish Raven wouldn't have never said anything negative about Nancy, because she could have just rolled that on through. But I mean, Raven clocked Nancy correctly. She is that girl you see in Walmart and you're like, damn, I hope she don't talk to me. I still laugh at that clip when Raven says that, but that's what it was. And Colleen was like, listen, you know, there was never any animosity. They didn't really know each other, so that's fine. And I mean, let's call out what it was. It was Bartice acting fucking thirsty, and that's really where the animosity came from. But Raven says that she basically loves Nancy, and y'all know they kitty clicking right now. So not kitty clicking, but they all have each other's back, which I do. It is different to see that in reality shows because the women can be so fucking catty. But these girls, they ride for each other, especially when the real villain right here is Bartice. SK does say that regarding animosity between cast members, like he says this was the first time where he was in an environment where the men were able to express their feelings openly and like console each other. Or, you know, just know everybody else's like emotional love languages. Like if someone came out the pod and sit in the corner, they understood that that person needed their time to themselves. So that was cool for him and his lion ass to speak up and talk about, because that's another thing where these men don't express how they truly feel, especially with each other on these dating shows. So he says that that was cool. And I like that that was talked upon in this reunion. So next we get into Bartice and his bullshit. So we replay the scene where Bartice sees Raven for the first time and how he took Nancy back to bed that night, and he's like, oh, I just love seeing Raven, you know, she's bad, like she's the type of girl who would draw attention to the both of us and people would see attention. What? He was saying that people would see the both of them because they draw attention and they would want to be with both of them. Bartice, if you want to swing both ways, just say that. Just say that. Vanessa, because she is on 50 Shades of Zoloft. Vanessa Tapa, when she saw the scene of Bartice telling Nancy how much he liked Raven's appearance, her heart was in her throat. Child, Nancy's foot should have been in Bartice's ass, okay? And Raven's face when they are doing the playback of Bartice just talking about her like she's a piece of meat, Raven was not having it. Raven's like, first of all, I was shocked because when I shut that shit down with him at the pool that day when we all met, I didn't think anything more of it. Like, I'm moving forward with my fiance, and that's my thing. Like, these men were not engaged. They were still for the street. The only person who was engaged was Brennan. Okay? But, what did I say? Bartice is leaning on the fact that he has brutal honesty. And Nancy even said, like, I will say, and I'm not trying to protect you because I've been protecting you enough this season, but at least everything you said on camera, you did say to me. Like, it is fucking brutal honesty, but that shit still stings and it still hurts. And I would say that comes from Bartice's immaturity. Like, you, of course, people say things all the time, and how you translate and communicate the message back, depending on how you care about the person, and if you have a fucking brain in your head, Bartice, you're going to tailor it a certain way where it does not come out as hurtful. And he just does not have that awareness about him. SK, he said that basically, you know, Bartice was so caught up on looks, but I didn't come here for looks. Now, SK said this, y'all, I'm not shading him. He said, I came here for a wife, not a one night stand. SK, I'll let you have that because the internet says otherwise. But he just basically, SK was like, basically, what type of brutal honesty like that? Like, you a clown and you childish. That's basically what SK was saying. That's basically what everyone was saying. Like, oh, just because it's your truth, it's brutal honesty. Okay, well, there are just some things that don't have to necessarily be said. And I think that's a huge problem with this generation and the way we conduct ourselves on social media. Like, We don't always have to weigh in on every topic. We do not always have to comment on every event. Sometimes you can just shut the fuck up. I promise y'all it's okay. I promise y'all it's okay. But Bartice acknowledges it and he apologizes for his brutal honesty. But he does say that his feelings that he felt about Raven were not, you know, he's not going to apologize. He's going to stand 10 toes on that because they were in an experiment where you talk to someone, you don't see them, you move on, you pick someone, and then you see the other person. Those were natural. And to that I say, Bartice, you're still an asshole, and you're still missing the point, sir. SK does call him out for reenacting the conversation that he had with Bartice after they all met up after getting engaged, and how he went back and told Nancy word for word what happened. Like, that was not cool. And like I said, that shit was weird for Bartice to do. Everybody agreed, so, and Bartice is like, yeah, okay, I apologize, because you know you look bad. I can imagine the grief that Bartice got on social media when this show was airing, and when he probably had to go and watch it back prior to the reunion and be like, damn, I come off to see the edit. Like, I come off as an asshole. That's because you are one. We talk to Matt and Colleen and they reveal that they do not live together. Colleen 911. But they, I mean, I guess I can appreciate them being honest about this, because they were saying logistically and financially, it didn't make sense to break. They couldn't break their lease both at the same time financially, in that they don't live in the same place, but they're together 7 days a week. And when their leases are both up, they are going to move in together. Child, yes, it does not make sense on paper, but I think it's what's going to work best for Miss Colleen and for Mr. Matt, because let me tell y'all, I done told y'all this, living with a person, that will be the determining factor on if you are going to make it or break it with them, period. I am not living with another man until I get married. Not even engagement. Until we are married, I'm not moving in with another man. And that's just that on that. Everybody's kind of like weirded out that they don't live together, but it makes sense to me because the coin is not there. That's basically what they're trying to say. Now, is Matt probably a little crazy and a little too controlling? And Colleen's like, listen, let's just keep our separate place. That's probably it too. They ask Alexa and Brennan, and Alexa and Brennan are like, yeah, you know, we live together, but we've learned to not make roommate issues our marriage issues. And I think that was chef's kiss, because that one towel that was on the floor day one at the hotel with Xanab and Cole, baby, Xanab was ready to throw Cole in jail over that. But if you are mature enough and adult enough to separate the real issues from trivial things, I think you'll be fine in the long run. Next, Nick, he replays that guy Andrew putting in damn eye drops, trying to have a moment. Nick is a messy ass. I keep trying to tell y'all, read Jessica Simpson's book. He is a messy ass bitch. Next, we talk about Raven and SK, and, you know, because everybody else was fucking on the first night, they asking them, you know, when did y'all get intimate? And Raven was like, you know, after our wedding we had sex. You know, you got a taste test, honey. And Nick was like, exactly, because closed mouths do not get fed. You would know with your cheating ass. But next we take a deeper dive into Nancy and Mr. Bartender. Nick wants to know if watching the show back was hard for Bartice, and when did he know he did not want to marry Nancy. And he was like, yeah, it's been really tough watching it back. And his line ass said he was going into the wedding wanting to say I do. So they asked Nancy how she feels about that, and old girl starts crying, as she should, because she had her nose in the air for this man. She says that she's still hurt. You know, she trusted him not to blindside her, and that she did love him. Nancy, yeah, you did love him, because you was being a pick me even when this man was calling you ugly 89 times. You were still like, but I'm going to make him love me. Biggest mistake you could ever do going into a relationship of any sort is trying to change the person and the way they feel about you. I'm going to leave that right there. And then Nancy addresses the way she treated her family. She was just like, when he said I don't, I just had to emotionally shut down and try to pull through. And I could not emotionally do that fight But she was like, her family did the emotional fighting for her that she couldn't do for herself. And I was like, all right, that I can understand that. But still, girl, you could at least let one of your family members swing on his ass, especially after we discover what he was doing days after. So Alexa be in everybody business, and I love it. Vanessa asks, you know, Bartice, you know, has he been dating other people? And Alexa's like, yeah, he went on a date the next day. And I'm like, well, damn. And he was like, it was not the next day. It was 3 days later. Bartice. So basically, Bartice was on social media on a yacht or a boat party with some blonde. I'm not surprised that it was a blonde. I'm not surprised. Cobb. But anyway, Bartice gets hella defensive. He's like, listen, yeah, I had to cope with what happened. I went on a boat party. I met this girl. Nothing really happened until 4th of July. But I'm not going to discuss my sex life with y'all. My sex life doesn't matter. And Nancy's like, baby, nobody mentioned sex. No one uttered the word sex. Bartice, you just told on yourself, bro. You really did. You ain't shit. And he was like, I feel like y'all were leading into it and y'all are judging me, but that's just how I coped. Like, and Nick is like, well, yeah, you know, but I think what the women are referencing is the timing of the situation. And Alexa is like, yeah, you say you love someone and you were so hurt and you were about to marry them, but 3 days later, you busting it wide open. Like, that's a little fucked up. And I do agree. 3 days after breakup, 3 days. Meanwhile, Mr. Blair Underwood, who just got divorced last year, the actor, he just announced that he's engaged to his friend of 41 years. Sir, you just got divorced last year, so we'll talk about that the next time I record with Ashley, probably. But yeah, timing is everything, and that just goes to show that men ain't shit. What did Doja Cat say? Niggas ain't shit. Like, can y'all imagine the scrutiny a woman would have gotten if she... 3 days after canceling her wedding or leaving the altar without getting married, was on a boat fucking some man? Bartice, you trash. And your mama trash. And your sister trash. Daddy might be a little trash because he was nodding and agreeing on that abortion topic. But you know what? You ain't shit. Well, the last part of the reunion is basically about Cole and Zainab and how nasty Cole was and damn flies in the toilet. Cole said that the day he had to leave for Love is Blind, he had a flight. He had to leave home at 4 a.m. He woke up and the power was out. So he forgot to flush the toilet. He didn't get a chance to, like, clean up. And that's why his house was so nasty. Really? If you say so. Zainab said, like, you know, she's never shared a space with someone, so she looked back at some of those scenes and she probably did not have to jump down his throat for every little thing, but that's where that comes from, because she's used to, you know, having people over for a day or two and then shoving them out the way. Alexa says that, you know, she's not buying all this stuff about Cole because there's a million things on camera that happened that gave Cole a favorable edit. There was a tan, and all the girls seem to agree, so clearly, Zainab been telling everybody about what Cole did to her, which Netflix is really not the type to not air shit. Like, Bravo is definitely the type. VH1 is the type. But Netflix, in that sense, is ambiguous. So all of this, oh, they didn't use the bad footage of you. Girl, the edit was bad regardless. I don't know what y'all talking about. Cole's edit was terrible. So was Bartice's. But y'all got it. So Zainab talks about how what the girls are referencing is that Cole tried to control her eating and was body shaming her, and that he was trying to get a girl's number at his bachelor party. Cole is like, girl, what are you talking about? Like, Zainab, I never said that. She said that he told her that none of the guys can seem to remember because they had been drinking the whole day. And they were like, we don't remember that. And everybody went home in Uber. So I'm already side-eyeing Zainab at this point. Because why would Cole only tell her that? I feel like Cole is dumb enough to tell everybody that. But she maintains that that's what he told her. And the guys are like, we can't confirm or deny that because we never really saw any girls. But everybody went home in their separate Ubers. So Cole is like, well, I just don't know what to say with you, Zainab. Like, everything either happened. How are we going to get through this? And Nancy was like, well, you could be honest. Cole was like, Nancy, why do you hate me? Cole feels like everybody hates him. And I'm just like, Cole, they don't hate you. They're definitely giving you attitude that they hate you. It's just they're holding your ass accountable. And that tells me that your friends don't do that for you in your real life. Get rid of those friends. So Alexa brings up, like, yeah, you were body shaming her and, you know, trying to control her eating. Now, Vanessa did not like that. She was like, did you do that? And he's like, no, I never did that. So I don't even know, like, well, now I know. So Cole was like, Xander, if I was such a terrible person, like, why were you with me? Why were you still trying to marry me? And Xander does what all I just literally said some women try to do. She was like, because I see glimpses of hope that you could be a better person. Girl, stop it. Just stop. Someone shows you who they are. Believe them. Stop trying to change people. Stop it. Just stop it. So Bartiz pipes up and he's asking Zainab, like, when did you know that you weren't going to say yes at the altar? Because your friends was clapping and cheering for you. Bartiz, just because you live to please other people, and I get it, it looks a little suspicious, a little fishy, but I'm going to need you and your power puff on top of your fucking head, pipe down, because you're the one who performs for other people. That's what you do. You live to please other people. But basically, Raven and Raven 2 was whispering under her breath, and Cole was like, Raven, what? What, Raven? What'd you say? Speak up. And I was like, you know what, Cole? Stand up for yourself, because some of them are coming to your neck, and that energy should be going to other people. But Raven said, like, the real issue with it is you're not listening. Like, you never took accountability for the things you said. You keep saying you wanted to reach out to Xanab, and you were so blindsided when she didn't want to marry you. You're kind of putting it all on her. Like, she did not want to marry you because you did things to her. And I agree to that point. Like, Cole does take responsibility later towards the end, but Cole is just like, well, Zay, I don't know what was going on. We were going to get married, Zay. I don't know what. Because you were an asshole, Cole. Two things can be true at the same time. Is Zainab a little nitpicky and twist the truth sometimes? Yes, but Cole, you were a little bit of a gaslighter, sir. Xanab is like, you know, there was a edit of you that was favorable. They don't show where you tried to regulate my eating and how I stopped eating. What? Girl, what? I would never stop eating for this man. So basically, Xanab tells a story that she went to go eat some tangerines one day because she was only eating peanut butter and bananas to watch her weight because she was so self-conscious about her weight, which, okay, to that degree, yes, I could believe that because we know Zainab is very insecure. And I already told y'all, once Cole made that comment about how she looked without makeup on, yeah, she was very conscious of the way she looked. So she said she got two cuties, which are the little tangerines. And she says that Cole came up to her and like, why are you eating that? Like, aren't you should be watching how you eat, or you should be watching your body. That's Zainab's side of the story. So Cole is like, girl, you sound crazy. If they have that footage, please air it. So after the reunion show has ended, the Netflix was like, okay, bet. And they did air it. And we actually see it not going down that way. The way I saw it is that Cole was trying to talk to Xanab. She was not listening to him. And he was actually very excited to, like, go meet the rest of her family in Britain. But she went and grabbed two of the little cuties. And Cole was like, well, are you going to eat both of those? And she's like, yeah, because I haven't eaten all day. And he's like, well, why haven't you eaten all day? And she was like, well, I don't really want to say it on camera. Okay. And he's like, well, you know, just save. All Cole literally said was just save your appetite because you know we're going to have a big dinner. I guess. And now that I think about it, Netflix was probably paying for all their meals and they was probably living a life of reality. So Cole is like, just save your appetite because, you know, we're going to have a big dinner later on, I guess, like a group scene. And he was like, oh, or, and this is where dumbass Cole, who says stupid shit, he was like, or are you trying to, you know, get in shape for the wedding and have like a wedding body? And she doesn't find that joke funny. He doesn't see, that's what I'm saying, Cole. You were saying stupid shit to begin with. Like, No, was he trying to restrict her eating in that way? No, Xanab, that was the way you interpreted it, but that's not the way it happened. And even when that scene aired after the reunion, social media was like, okay, Xanab, you was tripping. Cole wasn't doing that. And y'all tried to use that to absolve Cole of his bad behavior. No, sir. No, sir. He was still a piece of shit. But Xanab, baby, maybe we need to get into some therapy and talk about why we have these insecurities and why we take these words and twist them into certain things that did not happen. But Alexa speaks up and she just said she wanted to let people know that she is a nice person. She knows she comes off as hella sarcastic, but, you know, Brennan taught her how to love. She was ready to leave and go home because she was missing her family. Her grandma had passed like a year before. Prior to her getting there, and she said that like the night before she left, she wanted to tell Brennan that she was leaving. Her grandma came to her in a dream. So she really is a nice girl. She's just much like me, very sarcastic in that Daria way where, yeah, it's just a dark sense of humor. But they go around and ask people if they had regrets, and this is when Cole starts crying like a hoe on Christmas, honey. Cole is like, I definitely regret, because watching it back, he does see the things that he says and he feels stupid. And he's like, why am I saying these things? Like, why am I acting this way? Like, no. But Cole, you just sat here and said you had no idea why Xanab didn't want to marry you, yet you're acknowledging, like, he's having his aha moment. Like, yeah, you say stupid shit all the time. And again, I can't even just look at Cole. Like, look at your friends, because your friends should have checked you a long time ago. But he says that he does regret it because he, you know, with Xanab now saying, oh, it gave her body issues or made her feel a type of way about her body. You know, that's a horrible way to make somebody feel. And he just starts crying because he feels like everybody hates him. And I'm just like, Cole, they don't hate you. It's just you've never had someone hold you accountable. And that's really why it's hitting different. They go around the circle and talk about a couple more things, but Xanab says that, you know, she doesn't regret it. Even though she said Cole was a horrible person, she would still do the experience with him over again, that she forgave him and that, you know, she still wants him to find love. Looking at it now, the way that I see it, I feel like Cole really was blindsided when she didn't want to marry him. And he probably did think like his little comments weren't as impactful as maybe Xanab thought they were, and that's why he felt hella blindsided. So I kind of see where Cole's coming from, but that's all I got for them. SK, baby, time will tell with you. Cole, time will tell with you too, because if we do an after the altar in, what do they usually do that, like in a year or whatever? And granted, this was filmed 2020? Was it 2020? No, it was 2021 this was filmed, so yeah, so they should be filming in After the Altar now. I would love to see where everyone is now, because ain't no way Colleen and Matt are still together. Ain't no way in hell. Alexa should definitely be pregnant, but I'd be very interested to see what they're up to. And again, that's why I think SK and Raven had to put out those joint statements, and why Netflix had to put out a joint statement, because there's some stuff in the milk, some stuff that ain't clean, and some legalities that need to be cleaned up. So if they do I'm saying it right here, hand to the Bible, if they do an After the Altar, I will review it episode by episode. So come on back now, you hear? But that's all I've got for you guys. Thank you guys for holding out and waiting for the reunion recap. Please engage dialogue with me on Twitter and on Instagram about this whole SK cheating on Raven thing, because I'm still giving both of them the side eye. Research and see what the girl said about him taking her out on trips and flying her out. And yeah. Hopefully we will see each other again or listen to each other on the next After the Altar. But that's all I got for y'all. Thank y'all so much for listening. You guys can find me at KDASHDIOR on Instagram and the Twitter. Also follow my Bookstagram page. I'm about to do a giveaway for my 1-year anniversary very, very soon. The Instagram is called Brown Sugar Bookworm. Okay, thank you guys so much. Bye.